Welcome back once again to 40 Days with Christ. Don't look now, but we are rapidly approaching the home stretch, 8 days away from completion. Let's begin with prayer. Father in heaven, help us to place our hearts and minds on things above, not on earthly things. For where our heart is, there is our treasure also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Mark chapter 13, verses 31 through 37, Jesus teaches about the end times, saying, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven know. The Son does not know, only the Father knows. Keep watch. Stay awake. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge. Each one is given a task to do. He tells the one at the door to keep watch. So keep watch. You do not know when the owner of the house will come back. It may be in the evening or at midnight. It may be when the rooster crows or at dawn. He may come suddenly. So do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch." The heavens we see above us and this earth we inhabit, they will pass away one day. But the words of Jesus, those will never pass away. And although I don't know the day or the hour that heaven and earth will pass away, I do know this much. If someone comes up to me and says they do know the exact day and the exact hour, they do not know the exact day or the exact hour. Jesus said nobody on earth knows that. Even the angels in heaven don't know that information. Not even Jesus knew that most interesting item on the Father's schedule of events while he walked this earth. That knowledge was reserved for the Father in heaven. Okay, so if I don't know when the end will come, and if you don't know when the end will come, and if even the Mayan calendar and the local street preacher don't know the exact date and time for when the end will come, how then should we live? Should we live as though, well, we'll probably be far off sometime in the future? On the contrary, since it could happen at any time, we need to be careful not to let it sneak up on us. Jesus said, it may be in the evening or at midnight. It may be when the rooster crows at dawn. It may come suddenly. Basically, I hear Jesus saying, when we least expect it, we should expect it. For if we live our lives always ready for that final hour, then it really doesn't matter when it happens. Whenever it happens, we will be ready. The words Jesus spoke in Mark chapter 13, verse 37, was what he said to everyone. Watch! For if we are watchful, we won't be caught unprepared. Let's pray. Father, there is so much we don't know. Our personal end time could come when we get hit by a car tomorrow, or suffer a stroke or heart attack today. Or it may be your will that we live all the way until your Son returns again. Because we don't know the date or the hour, please help us to live each day the way Jesus taught us to live. Watchful, respectful, and ready. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for sharing some of your day with me today. I hope the rest of yours is very good indeed. Take care, and Lord willing, I'll see you again tomorrow for day 33 of our ongoing series, 40 Days with Christ.